5-minute interview, I think.
Yeah, I'm with Stephen Citron, who's the organiser of the Peer Awards and Conference. And it's day two of the 2012 conference. Now, Stephen, I just had a couple of questions I wanted to ask you. For those out there who don't know much about the conference, it's quite different in format to any other conference that I've been to. So could you just explain how it works?
Yes. So at this conference, what's different is that everyone participates, everyone has a role. So one of the special things about it is that the finalists for the Peer Awards, and this year there have been 39, all of them come and present their innovative initiatives to the conference. And what's really good about that is you hear real case studies from real people, none of whom are trying to sell anything. They're just sharing their good ideas. And everyone at the conference hears these talks, interacts with the finalists, meets with them for conversations, meets with each other. And at the end of the day, everyone is also a judge, because I think that anyone who's willing to spend a day listening to talks about corporate responsibility or people in performance has a valid view. And it's those votes that help us work out who the winner of the Peer Awards is. Another thing that's rather special about the conference is the peer circles, because I think that once you've got a conference which is attracting people with a similar interest, it's incredibly valuable for those people to have a chance to meet with each other and just have informal conversations, connect, share ideas, because that's the whole point of going to the conference rather than watching something online.
Yeah.
And so that's something we have as well, and that's what actually brings it a good life.
So we, across the 3 days, we've got 39 companies presenting. You also help those companies prepare for the day,
that's
don't
right.
you?
So I'm very aware that because a lot of these presenters are not on the normal conference circuit, they're not people we've approached, they're people who've come to us and said, look, I've got something interesting and innovative to talk about. Many of them will never have presented at conference before. And we want to make sure from the point of view of the conference that it's a really good experience for everyone. So I have a team of people who work with me over the past few years, and we give advice on a one-to-one basis over the phone, on a conference call basis. We also run workshops ahead of the event at the conference venue, where people can come and do a dry run of their talk. They get feedback from us, and as a result, they're able to make their talk more clearly focused, but also refine the PowerPoint that they're using and make it more visual. And that's something that's really important.
And just finally, I noticed that there was a red card, yellow card system today. So how does that work?
Well, because it's an awards, we want to make sure that everyone has a fair crack of the whip. We have a very tight timing of just 10 minutes for each talk. And 10 minutes is really enough for someone to convey what they did, why they did it, why it's interesting, and what they learned from it. But it's quite a discipline. And so everyone knows that actually at the end of 10 minutes, they need to stop. And we help them because they might lose track of time. We show them a yellow card when they've got a minute left and a red card when they're off. And that has been working really well for the past 2 days.
Yeah. Stephen, thanks very much.
Thank you so much.